I'm Mitch Wertlieb. This is VPR News. It seems that vaudeville is making quite a comeback in Vermont. A troupe based in Hardwick will be juggling, joking, singing, and dancing this weekend in a theater that used to host old-time vaudeville shows at the turn of the century. VPR's Charlotte Albright dropped by for a rehearsal.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Vermont Vaudeville!
Leo Lander, one of the founders of Vermont Vaudeville, stands on the stage in Hardwick House and practices his opening shtick. Looking on is another founder of the troupe, Rose Friedman. She says she and her friends teamed up about 5 years ago to give Vermonters high-quality, professional live entertainment suitable for all ages.
So I feel like we're bringing that to our neighbors and to our friends, and it also allows us, we're all professional performing artists of different backgrounds. It allows us to do the work we love to do right in our own neighborhood.
Some of the music Friedman and Lander make together is not something you hear every day.
I would like to play for you on this bicycle pump. This is a song called I'm Forever Blowing Bubbles.
Is he really playing the pump, or is that tune just coming from his cleverly cupped hands? That's a well-kept secret. But there's plenty of talk in this show about other subjects. Maya and Brent McCoy like to take gentle jabs at Northeast Kingdom neighbors with their country bumpkin act.
Number one.
I have been into an IKEA. It's the truth. Mm-hmm. I couldn't believe it either, but it turns out they have wicked nice candle holders.
Oh, no.
And that.
Okay, now number two. We did live in Chittenden County for 6 months.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, that was really difficult times, but as soon as we got back across Route 100, things were right as rain.
Mm-hmm.
The theme for this show, says Maya McCoy, is autopilot.
A lot of the commentary on this show in particular is going to be about how we all go through our lives on autopilot and how to break those habits that we get in because we're too tired or all the technology or all these things are happening. We're so busy. We're going to break through that. We're going to smash through that.
So instead of using technology, canned music, to accompany and link the vaudeville acts, a live band fills the hall with Jeff Goodhue on drums and Otto Mueller on piano. And of course, the costumes are also attention getters. For example, Leo Lander proudly says he had his MC suit custom tailored in New York City.
It's purple. It's three pieces. I got a purple tie, and it nearly glows in the dark, wouldn't you say?
And that silly suit isn't the only big city import. Vermont Vaudeville's newest show includes three guest stars, a world-famous juggler, a comic percussionist, and a slapstick comedian. There's also a food truck on site, though it's not what you would have found in old-time vaudeville a century ago. In the foodie town of Hardwick, the vendor sells ramen noodles. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Northeast Kingdom.